Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank goodness it's the voice of spirit next up with Geralyn. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Aloha. Thank you. We all survived the eclipse yesterday, which is wonderful news.
Beautiful. So far, so good.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Geralyn St. Joseph. I am a psychic intuitive as well as a relationship empowerment coach. My program is Voice of Spirit, where we discuss all things spiritual. Today, we're talking about spiritual attack, which is something that is a little bit misunderstood, and I think something that we need a little clarification on, which is why we're going to talk about that today.
Floor is yours.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So today we're talking about spiritual attack, and there are different words that people use for this: spiritual attack, psychic attack, energetic attack. Basically, it's any type of sensation of being suppressed that is not physical. So a spiritual attack doesn't have to do with like physically holding you down like another person standing there, but it can be holding you down energetically and otherwise. So the first thing I want to address is what it is exactly and what are the symptoms of it, and then towards the end, we will start talking about what we can do about it. And if you have any questions, feel free to call in with questions having to do with spiritual attack and what it is and how we can deal with it. So spiritual attack, I know a lot of people will differentiate spiritual attack from psychic attack, but the symptoms and what you do about it seems to be basically the same. It's just that one terminology is used by people who are more involved in New Age work and spiritual work versus people who are more religious in nature. But they basically are the same thing. They may be seen as coming from two different sources, one being satanic sources or demonic versus like having the evil eye, which is from another person. For our discussion, it really doesn't matter which way it seems to come at you, because what we're talking about is where you are, how you're feeling, and how to make the most of the situation and to really feel better and come into your own so far as empowerment. Spiritual and or psychic attack can be very subtle. That's subtle, but over time, things get heavier and heavier. So things like someone having perpetual bad luck, like no matter what they do, things just are not working. They feel like they are just treading water and not getting anywhere, no matter how hard they try or how much effort they put into something. They become very discouraged. The things that are happening to them are encouraging a lack of faith or a lack of spirituality. It's making it difficult for them to practice their faith or their spirituality. When I say faith, I don't necessarily mean a religious faith, although it can be. It's just in the universe, faith in yourself, however you want to couch those terms. But faith is about belief in a greater good and a greater being, that there's a bigger picture to look at. And faith is believing in that and believing that we have our place in it, and that we also are protected by it or loved by it, however you want to say that. So spiritual attack can look like perpetual bad luck, where it's like no matter what you do. So say, you have a job, you're just barely making it, then the car, a tire blows. You get that fixed. The next week, you hit a pothole, and now you need something else on the car. And then 2 weeks later, there's something else. So all these things financially begin to suppress you and begin to make you question things and have to work more so you don't have time to focus on the spiritual nature of things or your spiritual practice or your religious practice. So these are the kind of things that we're talking about. Then what ends up happening is it throws you off your mark where you don't have your faith is starting to be squelched a little bit because you're like, well, why is this happening to me? How is this happening to me? When you go into full-on victim mode, you are definitely not doing yourself any favors, and you are not empowering yourself to work against any type of negativity that's coming towards you. So as soon as you take on the victim role and you start saying, well, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing that can be done, you are definitely undermining yourself. What spiritual attack, psychic attack is supposed to do, what it's for, is to really suppress greater nature, your spiritual nature, your faithful nature, however you want to catch those terms. It's about suppression. It's about redirection. So it's almost like having a very abusive spouse or an abusive friend where it isolates you. It has you feeling like you need to do something and get some kind of gratuitous relief or relief, like drinking, illicit partners, taking meds that you don't need. All these things then pull you further and further away from really being in your spiritual senses and in your spiritual self. So that's the whole purpose of spiritual attack, is to separate you from spirit, from God, from Jesus, however you look at it. So in order to recognize it, we need to be aware of our connection. When we start feeling that connection become frayed or begin to separate, that's when we know we are under some kind of spiritual attack and that we need to pay closer attention to our relationship to ourselves and to God and to whatever you want to call that, whether you want to call it the universe, Mother Gaia, whatever you want to call it. But you can feel when that becomes a disconnect. So be aware of that disconnect because it gets bigger and bigger. So when we talk about sin, if you want to talk in religious terms, sin means without. So it's being pulled away from your faith, being without God, being without faith. That is what sin is all about. It's about that severing of that connection. We want to maintain that connection no matter what is going on around us, because that is what is going to keep us healthy. That is what is going to help us move forward. That is what is going to help us maintain our integrity. So even if things are going poorly for a little while, look at the positives. Look at, like, where can this bring me? Losing a job, for instance, scary. But if you lose a job, instead of looking at it as, or this just didn't work, and giving up on yourself, look at it as a new opportunity. Maybe it's a chance for you to learn something new. Maybe it's a chance for you to go to a company that actually appreciates you. Maybe it's an opportunity to go back to school. It can give you all these opportunities and open all these doors, but if all you're looking at is the door behind you that has slammed shut, it's not going to lead you where you need to go. So although being under psychic attack or spiritual attack is meant to suppress you, you don't have to say, all right, now I'm getting into debt because I'm needing to fix the car, and this is horrible, and then feed into that feeling of being suppressed or feeding to the feeling of being depressed or the feeling of anxiety. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen now? Instead of feeding into that, what you want to do is always look for the high road. Always look for what is the potential here. What can happen here? What spiritual attack does, also another sign that you could look for is, especially if you are in recovery or you've removed certain practices or certain people from your life because you found that they were not healthy for you, all of a sudden this stuff starts showing back up and you start getting pulled back into an old way of being that was not for your highest and greatest good. Now, does that mean every time you have an old friend come back around and show their face that you should just ignore them or that you assume that they're going to pull you in a bad direction? No, it does not. People change. People grow. That's what you're doing. Other people do it also. And oftentimes in our spiritual development, what happens is we start off with a group of people. And then as we spiritually mature, some people don't. It's just like maturing altogether. Like you have friends that maybe you had friends in college who were big drinkers, and maybe now you're in your 50s and they're still big drinkers and they're still smoking pot and they're still doing whatever, but you've moved past that. You're not in that phase anymore into old habits. It's fun to revisit our youth and be carefree and have a night out with the girls or the guys. However, when that becomes a habit, when that starts overriding your responsibilities and your integrity, then that's where the problem is. So even though you may be under psychic attack or spiritual attack, energetic attack, however you want to say it, you can very easily navigate yourself back towards being on the path and growth. One of the things that I like to do with my clients is we do prayers and meditations and cleansings and things where we will set the intention that any negativity that is sent towards us becomes a blessing. And that does work, and it baffles that if it comes from an actual person who is jealous or trying to get at you in some way, and then all of a sudden everything they're sending you're taking as a blessing, they have no idea what to do with that. And that will quickly end that whole struggle. So when you're under spiritual attack and you have these old habits and old friends resurface, and it pulls you away from prayer, pulls you away from your meditative practice, it pulls you away from whatever your spiritual practice is. Now, for some people, your spiritual practice may be walking every evening around the park and listening to the birds and saying hi to all the little animals and the dogs and everything and just having that peaceful time every day. And then all of a sudden you find that you're not doing that anymore. And not only are you not doing it, but you really don't feel like doing it, even though that is something that fills you up. Be very careful of that. One of the other things that happens, besides the isolation and the feeling of anxiety and depression somewhat, going back to old habits and possibly old addictions, is you can have a mental or a physical weariness. So like mental fog, just not ever feeling like doing anything. Yes, that can be part and parcel of depression. But if it just comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden you're just like, you're so drained, take account of what you were doing right before that. So if you feel fine, and then you spend time with someone, and then all of a sudden you're not fine anymore, that could be a symptom of spiritual attack. When we talk about emotional vampires and energy vampires, that is part of spiritual attack. That's part and parcel of what is happening at those times, is that you are being brought down and your energy is being sucked into a lower level. So your vibration is beginning down and getting thicker. And then the energy around you feels more cumbersome and heavier. So that makes it very difficult to move, because you lose your inspiration to move forward and to do these different things. Some symptoms are internal and some are external. So when we talk about internal versus external symptoms, we're talking about like things that happen to you, like the car tire blowing and maybe losing hours at work and things like that, that you really can't do much about because there are things that happen. Then you have the internal symptoms, which is you beginning to just not feel like doing anything or feeling like you're being drawn to do things that are destructive to yourself. Those are internal. External things, you could always switch that up and make it look a little bit different or understand it a little bit differently. I mean, some things are very extreme and other things are very subtle or small. But it's how we deal with those things that determines the impact. It's what we do with it that determines the impact. Where I was having a neurological issue and ended up driving my car into a ditch, luckily I snapped too before I hit the water in the ditch, and I turned my car around, but ended up facing traffic that was coming towards me. So I went across traffic to go into the ditch, and then getting out of the ditch, traffic was coming towards me. The gentleman stopped. And while I was trying to figure out what was going on and I needed help, several cars stopped to help me. And I saw that as more of a blessing than something negative. I saw that as, I took it as being really protected and feeling like there are all these really powerfully good people in the world who were, you know, they went out of their way to help me instead of like just screaming at me or yelling at me or calling me stupid or whatever else could have happened. And I did not react in such a way that I was out of hand either. I accepted the help and I felt very loved at that point, and I felt very embraced. So you can decide how you're going to take things and whether or not you're going to take things as a negative or a positive. I could have taken that event and then internalized the issue and started telling myself, you know, oh, you can't drive, you're so stupid, what makes you think you do this, and saying all that kind of thing to myself, ability. And that's what you need to look for. You need to really speak to yourself in a positive way and embrace yourself and who you are. Embrace your integrity. It can be scary to maintain our integrity around people who are lacking thereof or who feel very different than we do, but your integrity is a very powerful of who you are. And without it, you lose your rudder. You can no longer steer in any direction. You just end up being directionless and just following wherever the crowd is going. So that's something that you definitely do not want. So oftentimes with spiritual attack, psychic attack, energetic attack, what happens is there's an external push in a direction. And then you internally grab onto it and start telling yourself things that continue to lower your vibration and continue to to weigh on you, who have issues from one end of the spectrum to the other. And to somebody, it may seem like nothing, but to this person, it's like their world. And you have to meet people where they are to understand where they're coming from. Oftentimes, though, this type of suppression and oppression is, it begins with small things that they take notice of, and it ends up with them really destroying their own sense of self and sense of self-worth, where they want to apply to themselves, but they find that difficult to do. So now we have an idea of what this can look like, that it starts off subtle, that it seems like perpetual bad luck, that's the exterior part of it, that you don't have any time to breathe, there's no time in between, one thing just happens and the next and the next and the next. So you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. You feel very discouraged. It encourages a lack of faith and a lack of spirituality and a lacking whatever it is that helps you maintain a high vibration and feeling good and your faith and your integrity. You revert back to old habits that are harmful to yourself. Old friends resurface that you had removed yourself from or that you had grown apart from, who still are lacking in the spiritual maturity. So they pull you back in that direction. It pulls you away from the things that you know are good for you. It isolates you so that you're looking for quick connections and gratuitous release through drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, all those kind of things that physically can give you hits of dopamine and whatnot so that you feel better for the moment. And it herds you towards the path of least resistance. So it's like whatever is easiest, that's what you're going to do because you have this mental, emotional, and physical fatigue. You just cannot deal with one more thing. You also don't feel like doing self-care, like it gets to that point. And there are symptoms both internal and external. So your internal symptoms, you can talk back to yourself. This is how we start to shift back into a higher vibration, and we shift back to a place where we are more in our integrity. And you do this, talk to yourself, but be kind to yourself. Don't be a yes person to yourself either, though. If you did do something that's like boneheaded, you can acknowledge that that was a bonehead move, but you need to see past that and see, okay, what can I make of this situation? You can only start where you are. One of the biggest factors in the perpetuation of this spiritual attack and its symptoms is shoulding yourself. I should have done this. It should be this way. I should be here by now. I should. You're just shooting all over yourself. And when you do that, you're giving your body, your mind, your spirit an unrealistic idea of where you are. Because even if you should be a millionaire by now, but you had to claim bankruptcy 6 years ago, well, you had to claim bankruptcy. You had to do whatever it was you had to do. You could only start from where you are. You cannot go back and change things. You can learn from things. Oh, it would have been better if I didn't invest in that, you know, new wave thing. Or you can allow that to be like balls of iron that are attached to your ankles that stop you from moving forward. Don't want to do that. You want to continue to move up and onward. Start where you are. Where are you? What are your assets? What is your integrity? What is your faith? And then work on those things. When you're talking to yourself, instead of telling yourself that you're stupid and that was dumb and blah, 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 say, hey, I can do better next time. Next time I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then actually do it. Everybody makes mistakes. maybe I can do it this way next time. Learning from your mistakes is what makes them worthwhile. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and then you're like, oh, well, that was stupid. Yes, it was, because you keep doing it over and over and over again. You need to see it before it starts happening and stop yourself from doing that. It sounds so simple, and it is simple. It's just not always easy. Seeing where you are, taking an inventory of how you're feeling, who you're around who makes you feel better. And I'm not talking about being around people who are necessarily your cheerleaders, but people who help you to attain your goals, people who help you remember who you really are. So it could be someone who says, you know, that's not you anymore. That was you when we were in our 20s, but that's not you anymore. You don't need to drink like that. We don't need to go and party and stay out till 4 a.m. You have kids now. You have responsibilities. It's what a real friend does. A real friend doesn't yes you to death or tell you how amazing you are all the time, even when you're not acting amazing. They let you know when you're going off the rails, and they help guide you back. Another thing to do is if you see yourself getting pulled from your usual habits of prayer, of meditation, of self-care, that's another symptom that you could quickly reverse. And just like exercising for your body, meditating and praying is exercise for your soul. It's something you want to do on a consistent basis, even if it's just as simple as blessing your food before you eat it, being grateful, writing down the things you're grateful for, or making a mental note of the things you're grateful for at least once every day, or even throughout the day as things happen. You know, I'm so grateful that we have running water. I'm so grateful that I can afford to buy this meal right now. I'm so grateful that I have gas in my car. All the little things add up. And making sure that you stay in that repetition, or that you in that habit of being grateful, of doing your prayers, of doing your meditations, or whatever act it is that helps feed your soul, that fills your cup. And as I said, like exercise, if you stop doing it for a little while, then you're like, do I really have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do that? I don't really feel like it. But the truth of the matter is, yeah, you do have to do that. You do, and you should, and you will. You push yourself to that, and then you see how much better you feel. You know, when you, if you have, say, drinking is an issue, you know, when you're so many years clean, your whole body, everything feels better. In the beginning, it feels horrible because everything around you is trying to push you back into that, I'll call it a comfort zone. It's trying to push you back into that way of being. But is that really who you want to be? Is that really who you are? Do you want to be that guy who is belligerent at the restaurant because you've had a few too many? Do you want to be that person who destroys other people's property with their car, maybe kill somebody because they didn't stop and think before they went out and started drinking and then drove their car? Is that really who you are? I'm here to say, no, it's not. It's not who you are. Might be who you believe yourself to be, but that is not who you are. You are a child of God, and you are loved. It's about opening yourself up so that you feel it. So when we're combating these types of, if you want to call it an attack, you could call it even just going low vibe, in order to reverse the effect, the first thing we have to work on is our self-thought. We have to know which thoughts in our head are us. We have to acknowledge spirit in our thoughts, and those are the two that you need to listen to. So the difference between having a thought that's just anxiety or just a thought is generally there is some kind of emotion attached to it, which oftentimes is depression, anxiety, fear, things like that. Speaks to you, it is very calm, usually clear if you're really listening, and peaceful. There's a sense of peace. Now, sometimes there's a sense of urgency, like hit the brakes now, there's a deer up there. You need to slow down, and it'll get increasingly more loud. But most of the time, it is just consistent and very peaceful. It's got a layer of just confidence behind it and love behind it. Your own voice, to discern that for yourself and see, like, what is going on in my head that comes from trauma that I had as a kid? Is that my teacher's voice in my head telling me that I would never make it? Is that my parent telling me that I was worthless? Where are these voices coming from? Where are these thoughts coming from? And you push out and refute anything that is not you and not spirit. If you want to think of spirit as God or your higher self, that's fine. But know the difference and learn how to discern. Then there are things you could do to clear your space and clear yourself. If we look at things as metaphysically, doing a clearing is as simple as doing a white light meditation. It can be, a lot of people love to use sage. You might want to use rose. You could use rose water. There's so many different ways you could do that. I even wrote a book about it called Psychic Self-Defense for Every Day, where you go through and you can clear yourself and your surroundings so that you don't feel so bombarded by things. Then you fortify. So the first thing you have to do is discern, then you clear, then you fortify. How do you fortify? You maintain your practice, you become very consistent, and then you add to it. You maintain and strengthen your connection with source, with God, with spirit, whatever you want to call it. And the way to do that is to feel for that connection and know where it is. And after a while, you'll know and you'll feel it, and then you'll feel when it gets cut off a little bit. So the more aware we are of who we are in our bodies and in our souls, the more ready we are to combat any kind of an attack, spiritual, mental, emotional, psychic, comes at us, we are more ready to combat it. Because we'll feel it coming. We'll feel those little nudges in the wrong direction. And it'll make us uncomfortable. But if we're comfortable in being in the wrong direction and in the wrong energy or in energy that is not conducive to our greatest good, then we're not going to notice it quite so much. So you really have to work on being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with who you are and who you came to be. Authenticity is key. So what I would like to do, we have about 10 or 15 minutes left, is I would like to do a small clearing, and we'll see what spirit leads us to do. Maybe a fortification, might just be a clearing, might be a message. Let's see what spirit wants us to do. Okay? Is everybody on board? Do not do this if you are driving or doing something where you need to pay attention to what you're doing, because that might not be good. Down. You can stand up. You can sit. Whatever makes you most comfortable. Take a deep breath. Hold it and release slowly. And again. And hold it and release slowly. There's a ball above our head. It looks like the sun. From it emanates shafts of light that enter us through the top of our head and fill them with its energy. Feel this energy like warm oil entering through the top of your head and moving through your body. As it cascades down, it moves, it breaks apart and releases any old blockages, negativity. It washes through your mind and then your head and through your mouth and your throat. It moves through your throat, making it relax, feels warm, comfortable. It enters your lungs and turns sorrow to joy. It removes any and all negativity. It washes away grief and anxiety. It moves through your heart and your arm. It moves through all of your major organs, through your gallbladder, your liver, washing away anger, removing fear. Your solar plexus and into your stomach, releasing you from the old fears and anxiety, and it moves into your intestines and through your digestive tract, helping you digest and take nutrition and energy from all the positive aspects that I've shown to you. Helps you digest and understand the wisdom education, lessons, the experiences that you've been shown, that you've been given. And it moves down, warm golden oil, into your legs, your hips, ankles and feet, lubricating joints, giving you strength to move forward, allowing you the range of movement that you need. And as the golden white light moves through your body, it helps to soothe injuries. Helps to wash away any and all negativity, any and all cords, contracts, anything that's holding you back from attaining your greatest and highest good. Feel the oil that fills you up and flows out of your crown. And it fills your aura, cleansing, clearing your aura of all negativity, resurfacing. Looks like an egg all around you, above and below, to the right and the left, in front, behind, and within. Feel this energy that swirls around you and through you. Feel it as it cleanses your aura and brightens it. Feel it as it moves all negativity from the present. See your aura brighten and expand. The colors, glorious and vibrant. Feel the warmth of love all around you, of your spirit, your soul, yourself. Remember this feeling and embrace it. Whenever you feel like you can't take another step, you can't do another thing, press your palms together and allow that sensation to bring you back to this place, bring you back to spirit, to bring you back to wholeness, to connection. Allow this love to flow through us and to us. Never ending. Ever eternal. Uncompromised. White light, track and ascend back into the heavens, leaving us with the soft, warm feel of being held in the arms of the Almighty, being safe, being warm, being loved and supported. Thank you. Thank you for your love, your support, and for everything in my life. Thank you for staying connected. Thank you for being there even when I thought you weren't. And with a heart and a soul filled with gratitude and love, we feel our body, we feel our place, and we open our arms, open our eyes. When you're ready, you can move around, come back, and know that you are loved. You are appreciated. You are seen. And you are strong. So I think that's all for today, for right now. Later on tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be with my meetup group, Mystery, Mystics, and Metaphysics, and we will be having a discussion about spiritual attack also. So if you'd like to join us, go to meetup.com and look up Mystery, Mystics, and Metaphysics. And if you're listening to this at a later time, then feel free to join the group and go on YouTube and look me up, Geralyn St. Joseph, and see everything we've been doing. Just take a deep breath and release. Do we have anyone who has a question or anything today?
We actually sent you some questions. You can answer them next time if you want. There's quite a few, and we are, we're 5 minutes from the top.
Okay. Where were they sent to?
To your email.
Okay. Yes, I did not have that up. Sorry. Okay. Well, we can go through these next time. We could do a recap at the beginning. And then we will go on to our next subject. Okay?
Perfect. Sounds perfect.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Thank you so much for today. It was great. And the process especially. I think everyone was quite relieved when he went into the action part so we can all get cleared out and feel like ourselves again. Geralyn's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more shortly. Thanks, Geralyn. Be well.
Thank you. You too. Mahalo.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
The Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.